healthcare. Care and Medicaid and Affordable Care Act coverage. We're already seeing the results of those effects. There are rural hospitals in this country that are already shutting down. I spoke to something from Georgia last week. One of the hospitals closed their labor and delivery room. So I'm going to have to call others when they're going to deliver their babies, which is can be the difference between life and death, both for a mom and for the infant. And so what Democrats are fighting for millions of Americans outside their country that depend on affordable care and coverage to get coverage. And what they're doing here for families have done is they have made coverage more affordable for people. On average, premiums are going to double for most people who are right now on Affordable Care Act coverage. They're going from paying, let's say, an average of about $900 a year to paying almost $2,000 a year. And when you're talking about middle-class families, this can be the difference of whether or not you buy coverage or whether you can afford it when you get it. And to give you one example, I talked to a family a couple of years ago. The enhanced subsidies meant that she was able to pay for her diabetes medication. So she had gone to the doctor for the first time when she was on Affordable Care Act coverage. And now, because of the subsidies, was able to afford the copays that her doctor had just prescribed.
President Johnson and Republican cronies claim Democrats shut down the government to give undocumented immigrants free health care. You have the floor. Could you give us a fact check on that?
That is just so patently untrue. That is not what Democrats are fighting for. Medicaid and ACA coverage do not cover undocumented workers and people who are not in this country legally. What they are fighting for is for legal immigrants and American citizens to have coverage. But even if that were true, just imagine saying, just because there are few chiefs in the system, we're just going to throw out coverage for millions of people. Do we get rid of the tax breaks in this country because there are so few people that cheat on their taxes? No, we do not. We say, let's just make sure that we audit and look for, we make sure that people are doing what they're supposed to do. That's what Democrats are fighting for the millions of people that are covered by these programs, and not just those people. Think about the rural clinic. Think about what it means if our hospitals and providers don't get paid for the people who need coverage. We all suffer, and we don't have schools and health systems that are able to provide coverage.
What is the consequence of a slowdown in government sponsored health research, especially for historically underserved black communities?
This is such a just really a tragedy for our country. I talked to a couple of scientists right after the cuts to NIH. And one of the points that they mentioned to me that I think we have to do is that the clinical trials were done in the middle of those studies. You don't pick them up again. We have lived in a country where so many innovative actions is done. And increasingly, there has been a focus on making sure that these studies have been listened to have traditionally been underserved. People like Black Americans, as well as many other underserved communities. And halting these studies, even if they get turned back on, sometimes, researchers move on. They can't just stop their work. And you asked me earlier, how these cuts affect Black Americans. They